start thinking why I ever left you feeling again.
ABC News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A week after the election, just over a dozen House races remain undecided. Republicans say they expect to maintain control and also have the majority in the Senate. Tomorrow, Republicans will choose leaders. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Both Republicans in the House and Senate electing who will be their leaders. There's that ongoing race in the Senate as to who's going to replace Mitch McConnell, who's stepping down as the Senate Republican leader. Meantime, in the House, there is a race outstanding to replace Elise Stefanik, but otherwise, we know who's going to be the leaders there, including Mike Johnson. Now, members of the House are going to meet tomorrow morning, though, to elect those leaders, and it's expected that Donald Trump might be popping in.
President-elect Trump's transition team announced former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee will serve as U.S. ambassador to Israel. Fire crews hoping to make progress against wildfires burning on both the East and West Coasts. Strong winds in New Jersey and New York today hampering firefighters' efforts. This is ABC News. Amsterdam police have arrested more people in connection with the anti-Semitic attacks on Israeli soccer fans last week. Here's ABC's James Longman.
There's been unrest in Amsterdam for a second night in a row after those clashes between Israeli soccer fans and pro-Palestinian protesters. Last night, a group claiming solidarity with the Palestinians clashed with riot police in a suburb of Amsterdam. They set fire to a tram. Now, protests have been banned in Amsterdam since that violence last week, but many of these protesters have defied that ban, so many of them have been arrested.
In total, 77 people have been arrested since last Thursday. A former Hong Kong reporter of the Wall Street Journal suing the publication for firing her. When Selena Chang lost her job, she was told it was due to restructuring. But Chang believes she was let go because she refused to withdraw from the election for the chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, a union that advocates for press freedoms. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low of 33. Overcast and breezy tomorrow. Maybe a little drizzle by late afternoon. High 52. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20. And light rain likely tomorrow night. Low 40. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm. It is clear outside and our current temperature is at 38 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's nearly a week after Election Day, and Senate candidate Eric Hovde has not conceded. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is leading by about 30,000 votes, and the race has been called by most outlets. There is speculation about a potential recount request, which Hovde would be required to fund if pursued. President Joe Biden recently apologized on behalf of the federal government to Native American families and communities for the country's history of sending indigenous children to boarding schools. The U.S. government removed Native children from their families by force and placed them in boarding schools where they lost connections to their culture and language. Children were routinely beaten for not speaking English, and many were killed. Wisconsin had at least 11 of these schools. This program started in 1819 and ended in 1969. Cheryl Crazy Bull leads the American Indian College Fund.
I feel like when you acknowledge something, you take a step toward healing that. You can't really have reconciliation unless people acknowledge that harm was done.
A bill making its way through the U.S. House would create a Truth and Healing Commission, similar to efforts in South Africa after apartheid. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety today released the 2023-24 annual report for Speak Up, Speak Out. Speak Up, Speak Out is a free statewide threat reporting tip line available to all Wisconsin schools. Speak Up, Speak Out also serves as the hub that connects all Office of School Safety initiatives and the entry point where schools can access comprehensive services offered by the Office of School Safety, as well as local, state, and national partners. Speak Up, Speak Out received 5,270 tips during the 2023-24 school year, a more than 40% increase from the previous school year. Since the inception of Speak Up, Speak Out in 2020, bullying has consistently been the number one tip. It is also common nationally for bullying to be the most reported tip. Awareness of these incidents helps schools intervene early before grievances and upsets can lead children down a pathway to violence. Numerous students across Wisconsin have contacted Speak Up, Speak Out each year since its inception, reporting concerns resulting in safer school communities. The significant increase in tips and the rich dialogue that many students have with Speak Up, Speak Out staff indicate that the program has earned a reputation among youth as a safe, accessible, and credible place to report concerns. The 2023-24 annual report reflects the Office of School Safety's comprehensive approach to prioritizing preventing violence in our schools, and when crisis events do arise, responding appropriately to mitigate trauma and get students back to learning more quickly. The Office of School Safety assisted several schools with crisis response and recovery during the 2023-24 school year. The Office of School Safety also offers a variety of free training concerning violence prevention, protection, mitigation, crisis response, and recovery. These, including training for behavioral threat assessment and management, standard response protocol, and the standard reunification method, from September 1, 2023 to August 31, 2024, the Office of School Safety provided standard response protocol and standard reunification method training to 838 people from 98 public school districts, private schools, and tribal schools, 55 law enforcement agencies, and 28 other agencies, such as emergency management, EMS, fire, city administration, bus companies, and other community agencies. The Social Security Administration announced a large step in a multi-year effort to simplify processes for people who are applying for supplemental security income by starting to offer an online, streamlined application for some applicants starting in December. SSI provides monthly payments to people with disabilities and older adults who have little or no income and resources. The initial step, known as iClaim Expansion, aims to establish a fully online simplified iClaim application that leverages user-tested plain language questions, pre-populated answers where possible, seamless step-by-step transitions, and more. The online application aims to reduce the time spent applying as well as the processing time for initial claim decisions. The rollout of the iClaim expansion will generally be available to first-time applicants between 18 and almost 65 who never married and are concurrently applying for Social Security benefits and SSI. A goal of the second phase, currently targeted for late 2025, is to expand this to all applicants. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents that a couple of new invasive species may be heading this way. According to a Facebook post, the DNR is warning about the hemlock woolly and balsam woolly adelgid moving through Michigan. The insects have not been found in Wisconsin yet, but residents should be on the lookout as they target hemlock and fir trees. An infected tree would look stunted with swollen branches as the insects use toxic saliva on the trees that also causes needles to become discolored and fall. The Brewer Public Library will host a financial goal-setting workshop this evening from 5:30 to 6:30. This workshop with UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak is perfect for anyone looking to take charge of their financial future and create a roadmap for success. It is free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Wisconsin residents may have another chance to catch the northern lights early this week. Thanks to ongoing geomagnetic storms caused by the sun's normal 11-year cycle, residents have already had a few chances to get a really good look at the Aurora Borealis spectacle. Conditions tonight will give residents another chance to catch the northern lights, with tonight's display expected to be slightly stronger. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials say the peak times are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. The American Red Cross is highlighting the ongoing need for blood and platelet donors as festive schedules ramp up this fall. Eligible individuals, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, are encouraged to make a donation just ahead of the holiday season. Blood supply momentum must remain steady as the Red Cross has worked this month to recover blood products uncollected due to recent hurricanes. Any disruption in the ability to collect blood can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School, with the second from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The seasons may change, but the need for blood donors stays the same. Give blood or platelets and make a big difference in someone's life by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites all Wisconsin libraries to participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program in 2025. The partnership program is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and more than 150 libraries across the state to provide library cardholders the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forest, and recreation areas. Area libraries participating include the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells, the Livingston Public Library, the Mineral Point Public Library, the Reedsburg Public Library, the Spring Green Public Library, the Lawton Memorial Library in Lafarge, and the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua. Passes for the 2025 season will go on sale beginning tomorrow. Libraries interested in participating in this program and community partners interested in supporting their local library's participation should visit the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library webpage. As the initiative moves into its fourth year, the DNR continues to expand its scope to include public libraries, university libraries, technical college libraries, and others. Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library was launched in fall 2022 with 20 public libraries participating in the pilot program. In 2024, 160 libraries with over 200 library locations provided daily Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission stickers for checkout to library patrons at no cost. Also in 2024, participation in the program was extended to all types of libraries, including specialized libraries. program expansion is an effort to continue to extend access to the Wisconsin State Park System to new park visitors. DNR staff look forward to welcoming Checkout Wisconsin State Parks pass holders to join in celebrating the Wisconsin State Park System's 125th anniversary by visiting state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas in 2025. During this milestone year, visitors will have opportunities to explore state park system history, learn more about the state's natural resources, and participate in special outdoor recreation opportunities for users of all abilities. Along with the day pass, library card holders may receive an informational kit of state park system materials and maps, stickers, accessibility information, and more. Visitors are encouraged to review the visiting a state park webpage to help prepare for their visit. Today's winner of the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Eric Wetley.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26, 2023 at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Again's in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died Sunday after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 11 to 3, at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family of Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
November is Adopt a Mature Pet Month. And the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds you there are lots of good reasons to adopt more mature pets. An older animal's size, personality, and habits are pretty much set, so there are fewer surprises with them. Plus, mature pets usually aren't quite as rambunctious as younger ones. Most importantly, older pets can provide just as much or more companionship and unconditional love as younger ones. To see all the older cats that OMHS has available for adoption, check out its Facebook page. Or, to set up an appointment to meet the cats in person, call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we had a mostly cloudy and crisp day today. High temperatures scraped the mid-40s with the southeast breeze. And those winds will continue to stay a bit feisty. Under partly cloudy skies tonight, we crash cool. And actually, we're going to be flirting with a freezing mark, with low temperatures bottoming out in the low 30s. So, it'll be a frosty start for some of us tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it'll be an overcast and breezy day, with mild temperatures reaching the low 50s and winds pulling out of the southeast, gusting to around 20 to 25 miles per hour. This, of course, as the next system starts to swing into the state. We could see a little bit of drizzle by late afternoon, but light rain becomes likely, especially after dark. Continuing throughout the overnight hours, lows actually stay quite mild and only fall to around 40. There could be a spotty sprinkle here or there early Thursday morning, and we stay stuck under cloudy skies. However, everything will be calm and quiet and comfortable with highs at about 50. And finally, for Friday, the sunshine makes a return. With partly sunny skies, it'll be a pleasant end to the week with highs in the mid-50s. In fact, we hold those temperatures throughout the entire weekend and into early next week. These are well above our average highs by about 10 degrees, and we'll have a ton of sunshine throughout the entire weekend. So make sure you soak it up and enjoy it, because we do have clouds increasing on Monday and light rain rolling in by Monday night. And I'll tell you what, that system is a big system, and it wants to stall out and hover around Wisconsin. And of course, as it starts to move on out of here, crashing temperatures behind it, places are going to see chances for some snowfall. Of course, that system is still a ways out, so we'll continue to track that one for you. Otherwise, this recent rain rolling in tomorrow night, we're looking at anywhere from a quarter of an inch to around a half an inch. Until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening and have a terrific Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 36 degrees after a daytime high of 45 and a morning low of 23. Yesterday's high was 49 and we received 1 107 inch of rain. Record high set back in 1902 was 64 degrees and a record low of 3 was set back in 1982. Last year's high was 60 with a low of 37. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:40 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:52. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.20 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Filney has more fall sports all-conference news.
The SWAL 2024 All-Conference Volleyball selections have been announced this week. Cuba City won the league, going 12-0. Mineral Point was 10-2. Darlington 9-3. Fenimore was 6-6. Iowa Grant 5-7. Southwestern 4-8. Riverdale 2-10. And Boscobel 0-12. First team SWAL members, 4 from Cuba City and 4 from Mineral Point. For the Cubans, Ella Vosberg, Isabella Digman, Lainey Rundy, and Alexis Rundy. For Mineral Point, Maddie Cabot, Lacey Lindsay, Eliza Ingwell, and Ava Ingwell. Other first team members include Darlington's Allie Andrews and Maddie Gratz, and also Fenimore's Rhiannon Nelson Hahn and Briley Zink. From Southwestern, Layla Thiel. The honorable mention squad includes Boscobel's Kenna Wallen, a senior, also Riverdale junior Macy McKay. Cuba City with two on the honorable mention, including Maya Miski and also Allie Ingersoll, Darlington's Lily Ritchie, Fenimore's Brooklyn Ritchie, and from Mineral Point, Bryn Swenson and Ella Kroll. Special awards were given out. The co-players of the year were Ella Vosberg of Cuba City and Maddie Cabot of Mineral Point. The Pointers recently completed a great year in which their season took them all the way to the WIAA State Tournament. And the coach of the year, coach of the undefeated Cuba City Cubans, Kerry Lawson. This year's SWAL All-Conference selections for the recently completed season. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwarz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwarz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Milwaukee hosts Toronto after Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 43 points in the Milwaukee Bucks 113-107 loss to the Boston Celtics. Tonight's meeting is the first of the season between the squads. Milwaukee and Toronto currently have the two worst records in the NBA. Milwaukee has a half game lead over Toronto at 2-8, and Toronto is 2-9. Tip-off time at Pfizer Forum will be at 7. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard is in concussion protocol and won't play tonight against the Raptors. The Bucks announced the update on the 7-time All-NBA's guard status yesterday. The 34-year-old Lillard is averaging 26 points, 6.6 assists, and 4.6 rebounds. Milwaukee already was without 3-time All-Star forward Chris Middleton. Middleton hasn't made his 2024-25 debut after undergoing surgery on each of his ankles. Bucks forward and 2-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed as probable as he deals with a right patella injury. Marquette got off to the fast start, then had to hold on to beat Central Michigan last night, 70-62. Stevie Mitchell had led four Golden Eagles in double figures by scoring 17 points. His team led in the first half by 38-17, but that melted down to 42-27 by the half. Marquette had problems finding the hoop, hitting just 36% from the field and 10 of 36 three-pointers. Coach Shaka Smart's Eagles are on the road Friday at Maryland. It was the hand of former Badgers linebacker Leo Chanel that blocked a field goal attempt Sunday and kept the Kansas City Chiefs undefeated. Time was expiring, and an accurate kick would have given the Denver Broncos the victory. Thanks to Chanel's heroics, Kansas City held on to a 16-14 victory. The former Wisconsin star has one sack, two forced fumbles, 33 combined tackles, and three tackles for loss with the Chiefs. He's a standout special teams performer. A tweet from former Packers offensive lineman David Bakhtiari is getting some attention. Bakhtiari reached out to Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, saying he would play left tackle for the Chiefs if the Colorado Buffaloes beat Mahomes' alma mater, Texas Tech. Buffs did win, and fans are speculating what might have happened next. Kansas City is undefeated, but it has a big hole at left tackle where consistent play is lacking. It's been years since Bakhtiari played regularly, but even when injured, he has been one of the most effective left tackles in the NFL when on the field. And Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is a finalist for his first National League MVP award after winning the AL honors twice, joined among the top three in NL voting by New York Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor and Arizona second baseman Ketel Marte. New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge is a finalist for his second AL MVP in three seasons, joined by Kansas City shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and Yankee outfielder Juan Soto. Ohtani was unanimously voted the AL MVP in 2021 and 2023 as a two-way star for the Los Angeles Angels. He didn't pitch in 2024 following elbow surgery and signed a record $700 million deal with the Dodgers. Padres outfielder Jackson Merrill and Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio joined Pittsburgh's Paul Skenes as finalists for National League Rookie of the Year. Yankees right-hander Luis Gil and catcher Austin Wells are AL finalists, along with Baltimore's outfielder Colton Cowser. Cleveland's Stephen Vogt, Kansas City's Matt Quatro, and Detroit's A.J. Hinch were finalists for AL Manager of the Year. The three NL finalists were all first-year managers with their teams. The Mets' Carlos Mendoza, Milwaukee's Pat Murphy, and San Diego's Mike Schilt. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Rojo.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, along with the higher trade in the dollar index during the session. Beans are monitoring the generally favorable crop weather in South America, which has pushed planting forward. There was also spillover pressure from bean oil and global vegetable oils on demand concerns. January beans were 11 and 3 quarters lower at 10.10 and a half. March was down 12 and 3 quarters at 10.22 and a half. December bean meal was 2.20 lower at 292.90, and December soybean oil was down 191 points at 46.23. Corn was down on the same factors as soybeans, essentially, watching planting and development conditions in Argentina and Brazil, along with late U.S. harvest activity. Mexico did buy 110,500 tons of U.S. corn ahead of Tuesday's open. December was down 1.5 at 428.5, and March corn was 2.5 lower at 440 and a quarter. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. In addition to that, higher trade in the dollar. There is more rain in the forecast for parts of the plains, while parts of the eastern Midwest remain very dry. Harvest is ongoing in Argentina, and Australia's crop could be larger than originally expected. December Chicago was down 13 and a quarter at 552 and a quarter. December Kansas City was 13 lower at 546 and a half. December Minneapolis was 14 and a quarter lower at 577 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were up, with box beef higher at midday, getting ready for direct business. December live was 70 higher at 184.40. February was up 75 at 186.12. With that lower move in corn, January feeders were up 132 at 243.57. And on technical buying and the steady to higher cash during the session, December hogs were up 57 at 82.35. February was 40 higher at 86.32. I'll have your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Cash cattle business remained at a standstill Tuesday. Asking prices are 188 to 189 on the live basis, with nothing yet for the dress basis in the north. No bids are being reported as of yet either. Looks like widespread trade is going to wait until the second half of the week. Box beef closed mixed with moderate movement. Choice was up 6 cents at $308.27. Select was down $1.92 at $279.92. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 3,000 in the week and nearly 7,000 on the year. The major direct hog markets did close higher with moderate negotiated sales. National direct was up $1.27 with a weighted average of $84.79. Iowa Southern Minnesota was $1.60 higher at $85.52. The Western Corn Belt was $1.02 higher at $84.90. However, the pork carcass cutout value dropped another $3.78 at $97.68, led by another big decline in the belly primal. The estimated hog slaughter of 489,000 head was up 1,000 on the week at about 15,000 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small but good sale, and we have buyers looking for large squares of hay. Large squares stopped at $205 a ton, and large rounds stopped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. UTVs, trucks, mowers, tools, toys, household, and much, much more. Online only auction ending November 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We need real estate. Call 608-723-4024 info, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Nicole Huslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield.
The Farmers for Soil Health Program enrollment is now open. Executive Director Ben West says the program helps farmers make meaningful environmental impacts through cover crops.
Our goal was to make this as easy from the farmer side as possible. So enrollment's very easy, and verification is mostly remote through satellites.
More news next on Brownfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
State Farm Bureau President is hopeful the next administration will be more proactive on trade. Brent Johnson with Iowa Farm Bureau says the Biden-Harris administration took a very passive approach.
Trade has been ignored. It's been on the sidelines for way too long, and farmers across the United States are certainly feeling that impact. The Trump administration, I think their viewpoint is strong.
A dry harvest is keeping one Michigan farmer closer to break even. Scott Wilson tells Brownfield it's pretty rare when corn goes directly from the combine to the bin on his farm.
From a corn standpoint, I think that the drying charges are huge. I think we're going to be a lot closer to a break even or maybe even a little bit of profit than we were thinking.
And the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives has started a nationwide search for their next CEO. Chuck Connor is set to retire December 31st after 15 years at the helm. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Artificial intelligence tools are rapidly being developed to do many tasks. A seed and crop protection company is preparing an artificial intelligence tool to help the smaller number of crop consultants access decades of data to help farmers get the answers they need. We'll hear from Leah Anderson at Land O'Lakes and Winfield United about their upcoming AI tool next on today's Managing for Profit.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Leah Anderson is a senior vice president at Land O'Lakes and serves as president of Winfield United, the crop inputs business. She tells Brownfield her team is developing and training an artificial intelligence tool now.
What we do as Winfield United is, first of all, focus our priority on our purpose, which is to enable the retailer to be the hero at the farm gate. And one of the things that we know, especially in this down economic cycle, is that the grower expects their retailer to help them make the absolute best set of decisions they can for their farm to drive the best, most profitable outcome. So what we're doing now is we're taking the capability that we've always had to sort of have a data-driven approach, really rich insights when it comes to agronomic recommendations. And we're marrying that up with a problem that we're trying to help retailers solve, which is talent. It's tough in rural communities today to recruit talent, to keep talent, to grow talent skill set. And, you know, we actually see quite a big percentage of sellers at retail churn out, meaning they leave retail annually. In fact, 1/4 of the retail sellers in our system churn every year. So what we said was, how can we take the things that we're really good at, those insights, that data-driven approach, and marry that up with solving this challenge that retailers have around talent? And that's where AI comes in, that we can give into the hands of a retail seller that helps them answer questions and give them confidence in making their recommendation. So today we have about, oh my goodness, if you could see it, we call it our crop protection guide. Some people call it the Bible. And it is about 2,000-3,000 pages thick, it seems. And it's all these years of data and research that we've got all in one place. But it's really hard to find stuff because it's in paper. And so what we're doing is we're taking all that research and putting it into this assistant, training it and equipping sellers to use it when they're interacting with growers and making recommendations. We're looking at being able to launch that in limited release for some pressure testing in Q1 with some select retailers. I'll tell you, we're going to prioritize doing this right versus doing it fast. And the reason I say that is because a lot of people can build AI tools. But when you're talking about growers' livelihoods, when you're talking about real live living organisms like plants, you need to make sure that the recommendations and the insights coming out are accurate. They're objective, they're not biased, and they're sound agronomically. And so we're taking the time to make sure that we're applying good science and good agronomy to how we're training that AI assistant.
That's Leah Anderson, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, we're playing with fire, but they too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart of mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Time till it finds your heart of mine.
whiskey or wine. Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line, girl? Playing with fire, love ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart, mine. Your heart, mine.
That was John Party with Your Heart or Mind on Country and Community. Good evening. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock this evening, bringing you some great music and passing along some information. Hoping you're having a great Tuesday evening. Yeah, kind of Tuesday, kind of one of those odd days during the work week. It's kind of set between Monday and Wednesday. Wednesday is the hump day. Monday is the start of the work week. I don't know, Tuesday. I don't know, there's throwback. No, that's throwback Thursday. Taco Tuesday. Yeah, maybe Taco Day. So recognize it as our Taco Day Tuesday. And hope your Tuesday is going well. Our temperature right now is 36 degrees at 550. And it is kind of a chilly one out there today. A little bit of a breeze kind of made it feel a little cooler than what it actually was as well. Brittany Merlot says we're only supposed to get down to 33 tonight, so hopefully that won't drop anymore. I have a feeling it may drop lower than that since we're at 36 already, but never know. We'll have to wait and see, but I'll keep you updated throughout the evening as long as I'm on the air and let you know what the temperature is. And from the WRCL Lost and Found Department, lost a cat. Her name is Zara. That's Z-A-R-A. She's a gray and white Persian cat. She has a collar with her name on it and a purple collar. She is an indoor cat only, and she managed to get out. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-475-3359 or 608-475-6066. Also this evening, the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will have its monthly business meeting, and that'll be at 7 at the American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. All current members or those eligible to join are encouraged to attend. The past 3rd District Commander will be a guest. Signing up for the December Christmas party, gift exchange, and auction will also be of interest.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The winning combo of football and Thanksgiving kicked off way before there was anything called the NFL. According to History.com, the first Thanksgiving football game was a college match between Yale and Princeton in 1876, only 13 years after President Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people on West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
100.9 WRCO. He's the one in the middle of the crowd that you're gonna notice. Make you feel like you're floating like a cloud in the sky. The one that gets you thinking that you might have just found.
Smooth.
traffic down.